I feel great now. You know, ready to go. It was a slow but steady progression to getting back healthy. And you know, Mike Ryan, our trainers, our doctors, they did an unbelievable job of telling me all the proper things to do, get me on the right path. And so I'm excited to be back out with the guys.
And of course, the question earlier was on the sideline. You know, the cameras had you wanting to get back in the ball game. Obviously, the right move now.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, our doctors and trainers made the right call 100%. And that's what they're here to look out for us, and they did a great job of that.
Importance of stopping the run game this week for Houston. They do a lot of good things offensively.
That'll be the primary objective. You know, Houston is, you know, at their core, they run the football really, really well with their offensive line, their running back. They have an elite fullback, you know, who we know very well. Stopping the run is going to be our primary objective.
I meant to ask you this a moment ago, but I guess you watched the game, or you weren't here at the game, but mm-hmm. You tell us about that. You, the first time in a while you haven't watched a game in person?
Yeah, we had to, you know, I was instructed to stay home for the game on Sunday, and so I watched it on TV. You know, I was at home with my wife, you know, cheering the guys on. It's different. It's different not being at the stadium on Sunday and seeing the guys go out and compete. You want to be with buddies. You know, you want to go out and be with them. But it's definitely a different feeling. So I'm excited that I'm finally back with them.
I mean, their front seven's good. They create a pass rush. You got to know where, you know, J.J. Watt is at all times. You know, Smith's very good up front. So, you know, we have our hands full. But, you know, we faced a good defense last week. Did pretty well in protection. And the week before in San Fran, we faced a good defensive front and handled them. So the ball gets out on time and, you know, we stay with our reads. You know, we can move the ball.
You had success, obviously. You had a game to remember last year in that shootout down there. Can you rely on that, or is it just a totally different game, totally different?
Yeah, I mean, totally different circumstance. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're banged up a little bit. You know, we have to establish a run. Even last year, we ran the ball pretty well. So keep it balanced, and when the big plays do present themselves, see if we can make them, take shots over the top, and let our guys make those plays.
What do you remember of that game last year?
Well, I mean, it was definitely back and forth. I mean, their offense had a heck of a day, too. I think they had over, you know, 600 yards or something on offense. And I just think we were giving guys opportunities outside, pushing the ball down the field. The guys were protecting very well. You know, and we kind of mixed it up. We mixed the run in there a little bit and play action and got the ball over the top.
You mentioned the ground game. How do you get that going?
Well, I mean, you know, some of it's, you know, some of the scheme, trying to go back to the basics and fundamentals and techniques and, you know, keep it simple for the guys. You're going to have the one-on-one matchups up front, and we'll try to double team, you know, JJ as much as we can and create some lanes. But there are some running lanes in there. I mean, I think they're ranked 23rd on the rush this season. So whether they're just stopping the pass that much, that their teams are just trying to run the ball, that's another note. But we're going to try to run the ball.
Life of a quarterback, you always got some wide receivers unhappy as this kind of goes to the territory. How do you deal with that as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cease has never came up to me and said anything, you know, bad. You know, why aren't I getting the ball? And, you know, we addressed all that, you know, these last couple of days. And, you know, I think Cease is, he's always been a team player. And, you know, to hear a comment like that, just we addressed it. Everything's fine. Jed's fine. Gus addressed it to us. You know, we're just going to go out there and make plays that we know how to.
Did you ever talk with Cecil?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but it's more he understands where we're coming from, and, you know, it is what it is.
Gus brought it up in front of the entire team?
Absolutely.
What was the message there from Gus?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's more, you know, after the game, people are frustrated. I mean, everybody's frustrated after a loss, and you're just trying to pick things out, you know, why we're losing. And, you know, that's where you just take time, you know, sweat it out. You know, if you don't have anything good to say, just let it be. And, you know, Gus supported Cecil. He said, you know, I can feel your frustration, and I'm with you. I support you 100%. But, you know, the only thing that it gets carryover is when it affects the team, when you're trying to pull other guys with you, and Cecil's not that person. So we addressed it, like I said, and everything's fine.